is the Dr. Molly Show. On today's program, who is Dr. Molly? And what is this show all about anyway? Plus, back to school health tips, celebrity guests, and Dr. Molly's impossible trivia. Now, your host, Dr. Molly.
Well, hello, my little Molly buddies. It's your old pal, Dr. Molly, but I suppose you already knew that from the nice introduction you heard just a moment ago. Look, I'm Dr. Molly, and you might know me from my hundreds of web videos and my appearances on the smash hit web series Beer and Board Games. Maybe you know me from my apartment building where you live, and when you go into the laundry room to switch your clothes into the dryer, I freak you out a little bit because I'm just sitting there in the dark, not doing laundry or anything, just staring at the wall. Well, if that's how you know me, that's fine too. Anyway, I'm Dr. Molly, and this is my show. I am legally obligated to state that I am not a licensed medical doctor. I may not have a slip of paper from a college that says Dr. Molly on it, but I legally changed my last name to Molly. No, my first name to Doctor. That's what I almost forgot my own bit. That's got to count for something, I suppose. Where was I? Oh, yes. I'm not a doctor, so if you get hurt, or your leg is broken, or your eyes go all weird, you should go to a hospital. Turn off my noise right now and check into your nearest clinic. This show is going to be a work in progress. I will answer questions from my Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Molly. Molly is spelled M-O-L-E-Y. Do not spell it wrong. I'm going to have celebrity guests. I'm going to have fun, and you'll have fun too, unless you're a stick in the mud. Now let's get on with the show, because I have things to do.
Now, Dr. Molly's health tips.
A friend of mine recently asked me, Dr. Molly, how can I stay healthy when my kids go back to school? Well, for parents, back-to-school time can be both exciting and terrifying. If you have children, you know they're already covered in filth and germs all the time. But those are home germs and filth, and you can hose off the kids outside during summer. But now you're going to send your kids to school, and that is a different mess. A virtual petri dish of viruses, bacteria, and prions. You have to send your kids to school so they can learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and then they can take over your family's beef jerky empire and you can retire to a life of leisure. But by sending them to school, you're exposing yourself and the kids to deadly germs. It really is Satan's coin toss.
Satan's coin toss.
Now, before you pull your kids out of school and teach them things at home, you got to do one thing. Wash your hands. Make sure you scrub them up. Hot water and a brush and soap. And don't skimp. Make sure your hands are nice and clean before you wash your hands. Again, a second time. Wash them up, but do not burn your hands. And do not scrub the skin off. That's too much scrubbing, and you will be sad. Really, if you don't know how to wash your hands, I can't help you. Number two tip, stop breathing so much. If you can slow your breathing down to 3 or 4 an hour, you're going to be so healthy, and you'll be saving oxygen for the less fortunate among us. And that is a good thing.
That's been Dr. Molly's health tips.
Now it's time for me to read my ad. You know how it goes around Halloween time. Your friends are having a costume party, and they beg you to come because you're so much fun to be around. you decide to go to the party as Liberace because that's very exciting. But right before you walk out the door, you look in the mirror. Sure, your eyeliner is on point. Your mink coat is baller. Your shoes, made of the finest lizard skin, are fleek. But where are your rings? Well, make a quick stop at Golden Jewelers for all your Liberace costume needs. He has the diamond rings to make you look just like Liberace. Golden Jewelers, I sure am glad Tom Golden survived his coma. Oh, that's the signal for my next segment, Dr. Moley's Celebrity Guests. Welcome, Nicholas Cage.
Moley.
Oh, it sure is nice to hear from you, Nicholas. How are the bees these days?
The bees! My eyes!
Well, now, Nicholas, you remember bees are good.
Eyes.
They pollinate flowers and make delicious honey.
My nose.
You know, my favorite Nicholas Cage movie is Bangkok Dangerous. Nicholas Cage, what was it like to work with Shakrit Yamnar? He is a desirable bachelor. Well, thank you for calling in, Nicholas Cage. I've got Liam Neeson on line two. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Moley.
Hi, Liam. I hear you're working on a new Men in Black movie.
Well, we are in the process of filming it, yes.
You should have a funny phrase to say, like Will Smith. Oh, aliens. I hate 'em.
Let me get a pen and some paper. I need to write this down.
Yes. How about this one? You look like you're from Neptune, but you smell like Uranus. But you should pronounce it your anus for comedic effect.
For comedic effect. As always, I trust your wisdom, Dr. Moley.
Thank you, Liam Neeson. Hey, good luck with your movie.
Thank you, Dr. Moley.
Put on your thinking caps. It's time for Dr. Moley's Impossible Trivia.
This week's Impossible Trivia question can be found on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Moley, M-O-L-E-Y. Anyway, this week's question is, how much does an egg weigh? I'm sorry to say that's all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank our biggest sponsor, JasonsVoices.com, for hosting our program. Thank you to the Golden Jewelers for sponsoring the show, too. And next week on the show, oh boy, do I have some special things. I'll tell you how to survive Labor Day accidents, and I'll talk to my celebrity friends, Billy Bob Thornton and Michael Caine. Until then, stay well. Your life depends on it. I just made that up. I think I'll close every show with that.
This has been the Dr. Moley Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends to listen to the Dr. Moley Show.